Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody keeping a secret from you, lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Erica.
Hey, Erica, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy, David, since like around a little before Christmas time, and he's a really great guy, really sweet, but sometimes he makes me feel like I'm the backup plan, if that makes sense. And I don't know. I'm just getting really close to being over it.
I got you. Like, you know, the whole back burner or plan B yeah. syndrome. So you guys obviously aren't in a relationship then.
No, but I mean, we do everything that couples do. Like, we do romantic dates. We do the let's spend the weekend in bed thing. You know, we've met some of each other's family members. It's like, you know, the most relationship-y, non-relationship I've ever been in.
Okay, and how long have you been with this guy, you said?
Like a few weeks before Christmas.
Okay, so that's a few months then. So, all right, if I can play devil's advocate here for a second. You say you like everything about your relationship, the way it's going. Isn't that enough then? Do you actually need to hear the words?
No, it's not necessarily about like hearing the words. It's about knowing where I stand with him. Like I told him that I'm a grown woman. I can accept if he's a single man and not ready to settle down. I just want to know where I stand with him. Like, am I his number one person, or are there, like, five other of me that I don't know about?
Well, right, wait a minute. You said you spend the entire weekends in bed with him. So, to me, that does not sound like someone that has five other women in rotation.
Oh, well, we did that once.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Does he ever, like, flake on a date you had, like, cancel last minute?
No, it's not like that. Like, we'll always do stuff when he plans it. But when I try to plan something for us, he's like, oh, well, I'll have to see. So.
Okay, I see. So you're on his schedule then, and that bothers you.
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, every once in a while, he'll just go distant. Like, I'll have to remind him, you know, hey, I'm here. And then just when I'm starting to lose interest, he'll do something sweet or he'll do like a big gesture. And I'm just where I started having feelings all over again.
Okay. So you feel like maybe he's basically trying to keep you around, like you said, like as that safety option.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes it feels like that.
Okay. So what do you want from us? How can we help?
I just want to know, like, where I stand with him for real. Like, I want him to be completely honest.
Okay.
Okay, so what if he honestly says then, yeah, she's just my backup girl, then what?
I, at least then I know, and I'm not going to waste my time on him. I'm not trying to prove myself to someone that I'm better than a backup plan.
Yeah,
so
I get you. Well, let's find out if that's what you really are. I actually have the perfect way to do this. And the best part is you're going to definitely get to hear the truth, which is what you want. And he's going to have no idea you're even listening. Okay. You said his name was David?
Yeah, David.
Okay. Sit tight. We're going to get David's number from you and then we'll call him when we come back next.
Hello?
Hello. Could I speak to David, please?
Yeah. This is David. Who's this?
Hey, David, this is the Scotty and the Buzz Show from your home for the most rock, K98. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, man. What's up? How are you?
Good. So listen, I don't know if you've been checking us out this morning on your FM dial, but we're playing a game called The Love Connection. And right now, you're about to be a part of this game. Do you have a couple minutes for us for a chance to win a really awesome trip for two?
Yeah, if you're serious, yeah, it's real.
It's very real. Okay, so David, I'm going to let my co-host Jenny Jiggles explain how this contest works, okay? Jenny?
So we have a mystery woman on the other line, and we asked her if you could go on a romantic trip for two with anyone, who would you choose? And David, she chose you.
Now, David, we ask you the same question. And if you choose the mystery woman, then it's a love connection for the two of you, and you're off on a dream vacation. Here with all the details of your prize is the Buzz.
That's right, Scotty. They're going to win a trip for two to the lovely Paradise Island Resort with 25 swimming pools, a private beach waterfalls, the world's only underwater swim-up bar, and fine dining at the resort's 2.5-star restaurant, La Abuela Desnuda. Back to you, Scotty.
Okay, so David, the question is, a romantic trip for two. Who are you choosing to take with you? We just need a first name.
Okay, hold on. Now this person, they chose me, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. I gotta guess. I'm gonna guess it's probably Charisse.
Okay, well, the idea here really is not to guess who it is. The idea is, who would you take? So if you had a choice, who would be your number one choice? Anybody you want. We give you one ticket, and then let's say we have an extra, and we say, who do you want to bring?
Oh, yeah. No, probably not my ex. Yeah, you're right.
Well, no, I mean, if that's who you want to bring, that's fine. But
No. Maybe, let me think, man, I guess I'll go with Nikki.
Okay, and who is Nikki? Tell me about Nikki.
Oh, man, Nikki, she's cool, but she's just a friend of mine right now.
But remember, this is a romantic trip. Somewhere you'd want to bring someone who is more than a friend.
No, she's my friend, but she's, like, more than a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's
more than a friend. So she's like a friend with benefits, then.
Like, yeah, you could say that. Kind of like that, yeah.
Is she the closest thing you have to a girlfriend?
I don't really do the girlfriend, but you could say so. I guess you could say, yeah.
Okay. Is the person on the other line Nikki, ladies and gentlemen? And the answer is no. Oh, I'm sorry, David.
Can I interrupt for a quick second, Scotty?
Sure, Buzz. What's up?
Well, I think we should give him one more try. I don't think he understood the game at first, so I vote we give him one more try.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess we could do that. Let's come up with a different name. Now, we know it's not your ex. We know it's not Nikki. So who else would you like to take on a romantic trip for two there, David?
All right, let me try to get this one right. I'm going to take Renee with me.
Renee. And who is Renee? Is that another friend?
Well, like I said, you know, I don't do girlfriends, but like she's more than a friend to me. You know, like I got a few of those. So
yeah, well, that's wrong, too. And damn, man, did you really screw this up? Let's bring on Erica, who is the correct answer. Erica, what did you want to say?
So, okay, let me get this straight. You had three chances and you picked three other girls before me?
No, this is crazy because remember the last time, first of all, this is crazy even calling me like this, but remember the last time you said you didn't like flying, I was going to go out of town, and you were like, are you flying? I said, yeah, and you were like, I hate flying.
I never said that.
You remember that time when I went, said, you were like, no, I don't like flying, and that's why I didn't choose you.
I never said that. That was probably someone else, and, you know, but, even if I did... Like, don't you think I want to do it anyway? Like, go on a romantic trip with you?
Well, we could still go if you want to. I got no problem with it. Can I choose her?
No. I'm not going anywhere with you.
What?
Take one of your other friends. And don't come around trying to make up for this either. Like, don't do that again. You can't make this good again. You clearly don't consider me a priority in your life. So until you decide you do, don't call me.
Well, damn. Hey, well, then, if she hung up, is there a way I can get another chance?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.